This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/beherenow.
After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nickturn and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nickturn and Duncan Trussell.
Don't be so judgmental about things. One thing is not good and the other thing is not bad. It's just life. Don't get upset when you're not chanting. You think that you're wasting your time. No, that's not true. You're there when you're chanting. You're there when you're studying. So be there. It's that simple. Be where you are.
Welcome to the Krishnadas Pilgrim Heart Hour. In this podcast, Krishnadas shares his warm-hearted and down-to-earth path to the divine. If you are interested in supporting Krishnadas's podcast, please go to beherenownetwork.com/KD.
Namo, 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 Siam ide uma Siam ide uma Siam ide uma Siam ide
Hanuman
Questions. Very small writing. Question about the God is Real chant from Door of Faith, the CD that I did, Door of Faith. Can you tell us the story behind it? Okay. the story behind it, I do sing it. I've sung it a few times on Thursdays. When I was growing up, my parents had a record of Mahalia Jackson, arguably the greatest gospel singer that ever lived. And she sang the way it's really supposed to be sung in that tradition. The gospel tradition, God is Real. And I used to listen to it over and over and over, not even just the incredible beauty of it in her, with her voice was extraordinary. What a voice. So I kind of absorbed it and it kind of came out of me a little bit weird, but I like it. And that's the story. KD, I thought that practice would fix all my bad behavior. I noticed that I may be clean of drugs for 22 years by His grace, but still tried to fix myself when I go wrong. Sometimes courage to be righteous is missing. I see where I go wrong, but missing the strength to do the right thing, I guess. Well, that's interesting. You thought that practice would fix all your bad behavior. There's a lot of things we could say about that, but let's just start with the basics. You can fix your bad behavior. Only you can. And practice will give you the possibility of having a vote in making choices about your own actions. But the habits that we have are so deep and so deeply ingrained in our minds that it's very difficult. Don't think you can just sit down and meditate a little bit and all of a sudden all those bad habits is going to go away. It's not quite like that. But through practice, you do open all kinds of new possibilities for yourself. And those changes can be very subtle. They can be very deep and unnoticed. Maybe it would lead you to find help in different ways that you never even would let yourself do before. So, even though practice is not going to cure you right away of all your destructive behavior that's now become so deeply ingrained in your mind and emotions, if you don't do practice, there's no possibility. Then you're not even planting any seeds for the things that you want to be free of that negativity. So, don't put such a burden on the practice time, so to speak. Do your practice and live your life and do the best you can all day long, every day. But don't imagine that just sitting down for a half an hour or an hour or whatever you do is going to change everything right away. You spent how many lifetimes, we don't know, but certainly a lot of time this lifetime cultivating those bad habits, those negative emotions. They're not going to disappear right away. But they do, our relationship to them changes for sure. So have some courage to continue to plant those seeds. Have some courage to stay present inside of all the chaos and confusion in your own heart. And expand what you consider to be your practice, too. Read books about the holy beings, about the great saints. And pray. Pray. Pray to whomever, whatever, or to no one. Just pray to be freed of the habitual damage that we do to ourselves. So I wish you well. I'm a student. How do I practice chanting and healing while balancing my study part? How to devote my time to logic and path of devotion? When you're studying, study. When you're doing your practice, do your practice. The ability to be with whatever's going on is a really big thing. The ability to actually pay attention to whatever it is you're doing is a very, very huge ability to have. So don't worry about it. When you spend some time chanting or meditating or whatever you do, and really do that And then when you're studying and doing your other stuff, really do that. Don't be so judgmental about things. One thing is not good and the other thing is not bad. It's just life. Don't get upset when you're not chanting. You think that you're wasting your time. No, that's not true. You're there when you're chanting. You're there when you're studying. So be there. It's that simple. Be where you are. And the practice that you do, the chanting, the meditation, that will gradually change you from within. And on the other hand, you'll be learning techniques for living in the world that you'll need to have with your studies. Be where you are. Okay? The chants that we did, that the Western devotees did in Maharaj's presence, you know, we, Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Devaki Nandana Gopala, Hanuman Chalisa, Om Namah Shivaya, I don't even know if we sang much Om Namah Shivaya. We did a lot of Sri Ram's Hare Krishna, we sang a lot of Hare Krishna, Maharaj loved that. And he didn't really sing with us, no, he just kind of listened and kind of, you know, enjoyed and spaced in, you know, kind of, yeah. What do you do when you're asking for signals from Maharaji and not getting it? Is it all about faith? Who's asking for what from whom? You know, you don't know who Maharaji is. We don't really know who he is, what he is. We're not, he's not a guy like you and me. And what signals are you asking for? You expect that, you know, a little bird is going to come and sing in your ear whenever you need help? You have to help yourself. And it's not all about faith. It's certainly not about blind faith. Faith comes from your own experience of finding a way to live in this world in a good way, of recognizing that you can do that. That we can free ourselves from negative emotions and the stories we tell ourselves and find a way to be good to other people and good to ourselves. There's no requirement to believe in someone else, whether it's Maharaji or Shiva or Hanuman. You don't have to believe in those things. Maybe you'll have experiences that help that you feel something at some point. But in the meantime, don't be asking for signals, you know. There's a signal on every corner. It goes red and green. You stop at the red and go at the green. Those are signals. I was once on I had a very close friend who used to do the AIDS bike rides. And sometimes they would ride their bikes from San Francisco to LA, Minneapolis to Chicago, long bike rides, took days and days. So we were on one from Austin, Texas to Dallas. And just outside of Dallas, I wasn't riding a bike, I was the ambulance car. And I used to drive around, and when someone pulled off the road, one of the bikers was sick and couldn't go on, I would pick them up and take them to camp, or if they were bad enough, I took them to the hospital. So many of those riders had AIDS themselves, and many were there to support the riders, the AIDS patients, and raise money for research. So I was driving in the car into Dallas one day, and I saw a sign up outside a church, you know, a big neon, what do you call it, sign. And it said, "You've been waiting for a sign. This is it." I love that. Yeah, so don't wait for a sign. Live your life fully. Find out why you can't. What's keeping you from finding out who you are? What's keeping you from finding that love that lives within us as our own true being? So going through a breakup, this feels like a soul separation in key ways. Conscious separation doesn't seem any less painful. Any tips? Relationships can be very joyful, and relationships can be very painful. When we're in relationship to so many things all the time, not just other individuals. We're in relationship to the world. What are we trying to get out of the world that we're not getting? That can be painful. We don't like the way we don't like our families. We don't like how we were raised. We don't like the problems we have. This is our relationship with ourselves. Interpersonal relationships are very much give and take. You fall in love with someone, and because we feel a certain way when that person looks at us. And if we're lucky, that person feels the same way when we look at them. The problem is that we don't see anything clearly. And we don't see everything inside of that person. We only see the little bit we're seeing, our version of that person. That person may have all kinds of problems, all kinds of issues that are hiding back there in the shadows, just like we do. And so after a certain amount of time, those shadows get bigger and bigger, and they start interfering with that, what we thought was our deep connection. Well, I have to tell you what my Indian father told me, who was my great teacher, Mr. Tiwari. I had been talking about this woman that I was in love with, going on, and he listened very patiently. And when I was finished, he said to me, "My boy, relationships are business. Relationships are business," he said. "Do your business," he said. "Enjoy." He said, "But love," he said, "love is what lasts 24 hours a day, every day of the year. Love is who we are. We don't get it from someone else. We do not get it from someone else, and we can't give it to someone else. We can give friendship. We can give pleasure. We can give all kinds of things, but love, real love, is everywhere, all the time, forever. It's our true nature. So, conscious separation, nothing's conscious in these relationships. Nothing. That's my opinion. Okay? You don't have to agree. Having been through and continuing to be in relationship with so many things, you learn a lot from relationships. You learn where you're stuck. You learn where you have issues. You learn where you hide. You learn where you manipulate. You see where you're needy. You see how you feel when you don't get what you need, what you think you need. This is all the level of emotion, which is where we live most of the time. There's nothing wrong with it. He said, "Enjoy. Do your business. Enjoy." He didn't say, "Don't do your business," which is interesting. He was a very great yogi, by the way. He was not, he was a great yogi. And he was very much in the world. He had a family. He was a teacher, and then he became a headmaster of a prestigious school in India. They have a very different way of looking at things. For instance, he and his wife, Ma, came to America to spend time with some of the Western devotees. They were devotees of Maharaji. And we had met them many times over the years, and I was very close with them. So, Mr. Tiwari had bursitis in his shoulder. So he wanted to see an acupuncturist. Now, I had an acupuncturist that I went to who originally had an office in Chinatown, but who wanted to be more centrally located. So he moved his office to 42nd Street in New York City. And this is back in the 80s. And if you know anything about New York City in the 80s, it was the Wild West or the Wild East. And 42nd Street was full of porn theaters and people selling all kinds of drugs. And it was an insane scene. But that's where the acupuncturist office was. So we parked over by 8th Avenue and we had to walk all the way over to 6th. And I'm walking down the block with these two little Indian people. And every 10 steps or so, somebody was coming up and say, you know, want some smoke, want some crack? Well, you know, what do you want? And then all the marquees from the movie theaters or all these naked people. And I'm going, oh shit. You know, what was I thinking? I can't believe I brought these people to this. How could I do this to them? This is so horrible. Oh, this is terrible. So as we're walking along, Mrs. Tiwari says something to Mr. Tiwari. And I said, what did she say? Figuring she said, get me the hell out of here. What's wrong with Krishnadas? How dare he bring us to a place like this? This is what I thought. So I said, what did she say? And Mr. Tiwari looked at me and said, Mrs. Tiwari said that this is like heaven. This is heaven. And I said, what? And he said, yes. She said, this is like heaven. What do you mean, heaven? And then he looked at me like I was crazy. And he said, yes, of course. Heaven is a place you go to get what you want. Totally different way of looking at things. So this was a place that people who wanted those things, they came there. She's completely non-judgmental about it. Totally. It totally blew my mind. Absolutely. I couldn't speak. I was like, what? I couldn't believe. This is like heaven. She said, I said, what did she say? She said, it's like heaven? What do you mean? Heaven is a place you go to get the things you want. In Indian tradition, it's like, it's almost seen as a state of mind or like another world. So when you leave the body, your karmas manifest another plane of existence for you. You enter into another plane of existence. And you live out the fruits of your karmas in that world until those karmas are exhausted. And then you take birth in a different world. Different plane of consciousness, a different loka, a sphere. Hare Rama. So that was mind-blowing. So, okay, you were together, now you're not together. You could really learn a lot. You can really grow a lot through this experience if you allow yourself. Be with the pain, be with the sadness, be with the feeling of being empty-hearted. But of course, your heart's full of stuff. You're not empty. And your heart's not closed. You're just hurt. Don't push that pain away. Be with it. Make it a cup of tea and say, hi, how you doing? What's up? Okay. You're hurting. Oh, okay. Because you can learn a lot about yourself. And then the next time that you have a situation like that arise, maybe you won't be surprised so much. And maybe in the relationship, you will have learned enough about yourself that you'll be able to see some of the things you're doing. And by seeing them, you'll be able to let them go. And you'll be able to have a more intimate meeting with another person without all the projection. This is what happens over time. The projections that we put on everything as we ripen spiritually, those projections get thinner and thinner and more transparent, hopefully. You never know.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/beherenow.
Do I consider myself as a sadhu or a saint because I do give teaching like this? To put it very simply, absolutely not. I'm just another schmuck on the path like everybody else. I've been dragged along this path for about 50 years now, so I have some experiences, but I don't know anything. I'm just doing the best I can, and I'm sharing what I can with you. If it helps you, I'm happy. If it doesn't, what can I do? But I'm not a saint, and a sadhu means somebody who's on the path. Yeah, I'm a sadhu. We're all sadhus. We're doing sadhana. A sadhu is someone who does sadhana, which is spiritual practice. But as far as being someone who knows anything, Ramana Maharshi and Neem Karoli Baba are not the same person. No, they were two different beings, supposedly. Which mantra opens our heart the best? The one you do. Period. And one day it might be another one. One day it'll be another one. They're all the names. Everything we sing is what they call the names of God. And sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Whatever works. How do I sing so well? It's almost as if pure bliss and peace flowing from inside of me. I want to sing like you. And, well, good luck. You have to sing like you. That's the whole point. I sing like me, you sing like you. You don't want to sing like somebody else. You want to sing from your heart. And connect with who you are. And that'll be the best thing for you. But I appreciate your kind words. Is that it? No more? Somebody's asking me if I miss. I'm reluctant to admit this, but I have come to really love the intimacy of these online satsangs. Do you miss having our voices in the room with you? Yeah, I do. I love to hear chanting. I'd rather hear it than lead it. I'd rather be in the group singing it than leading it, but I do because that's what I do. And I am doing okay, thank you. Do I listen to Sufi songs? If yes, any favorite one of yours? Well, Sufi songs, you know, I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to, but I used to listen to Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and some of the other Qawwali singers from Pakistan and India. And, you know, it's rocking. It's fantastic. So devotional, so intense, really wonderful. And of course, I read Rumi's poetry and Hafiz is right over there and that kind of stuff. I love that so much. Okay. Some questions I don't answer because the issues are too much to get into in this little format that we have. Okay. This melody was written by a very good friend of mine. Om hum. We can sing this together. Sing along with me. Om hum. Om mate. Namaha Om Hum Hanumate Namaha Om Hum Hanumate Om Hum Hanumate Om Hum Hanumate Namaha Mate Namaha Om Hum Hanumate Namaha Om Hum Hanumate Om Hum Hanumate Om Hum Hanumate Namaha. Om Hum Hanumate Namaha. Om Hum Hanumate Namaha. Om Hum Hanumate Om Hum Hanumate Om Hum Hanumate Namaha Om Hum Hanumate Namaha Om Hum Hanumate Om Hum Hanumate Om Hum Hanumate Namaha Om Hum Hanumate Namaha Om Hum Hanumate Om Hum Hanumate Om Hum Hanumate Namaha Om Hum Hanumate Namaha
Namaste. Namaha. Om Hum Namaste. Om Hum Namaste. Om Hum Namaste. Namaha. Om Hum Namaste. Namaha. Om Hum Namaste. 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 Namaha. Om Hum Namaste. Om Hum Namaste. Om Hum Namaste. Namaha. Om Hum Namaste. Namaha. Om Hum Namaste. Om Hum Namaste. Namaha. Om Hum Namaste. Om Hum Namaste. Om Hum Namaste. Namaha. Om Hum Namaste. Namaha. Om Hum Namaste. Om Hum Namaste. Namaha. Om Hum Namaste. Namaha. Om Hum Namaste. Om Hum Namaste.
Oh,
Om Anumate. Om Hum Anumate. Om Hum Anumate. Calling out to hungry hearts everywhere through endless time. You wander, you who thirst, I offer you this heart of mine. Calling out to hungry spirits everywhere through endless time. Calling out to hungry hearts, all the lost and the left behind. Gather round and share this meal, your joy and your sorrow, I make it mine. Sri Guru Charan Sarojaraj Nichamano Mukur Sudhari Parano Raghubar Vimalajasu Chodayak Alachari Uddin Tanujan Ke Sumiram Pavan Kumasiyaram Alla buddhi vidya deho mohi adhu kalesa vikara syavara ram chanda padaje sharana Jaya Hanuman Gyana Gunasa Jaya Kapisati Hulaka Puja Amaduta Tulta Baladham Anjani Putra Pavana Sutana Mahavir Vikram Bajarang Matindivar Sumati Kesan Kanchanavaram Viraj Subes Kanana Kundala Kanchita Kesan Atta Bhajura Dvaja Vera Kande Munjachane Usa Shankar Suvan Kesari Nanda Teja Prata Mahajagabanda Vidyavan Guni Ati Chatu Ramakaja Karibe O Atu Prabhu Charitra Sunive Kodasiya Rama Lakhan Sita Manavasi Sukshma Rupa Darisiya Hindika Katta Rupa Darilam Kachara Nima Rupa Darisur Sangari Ramachandra Kekad Sovar My Sanjeevan Lakanadiyaya Shri Raghubir Harashivralaya Bhagpati Kinhi Bohut Barai Tumma Mamma Priya Bharatai Sammabai Sahasabadan Tumaro Jasagam Sakahi Shri Pati Kankalaga Nakadika Brahmadi Munisa Narada Shara Sahita Ahisa kuber jega pal jahan se kabhi ko bidkai sake kahan se ma upakar sugrivain keen ha rama melai rajapad di maro mantra bibishanama Keshwar bhai sab jag jaan Sahasra jo jan parvaan Ilio thai madur pal jaan Prabh mudrika mele mukh mahi Chala dilange gaye chara junnahi Durgam kaj jagat ke jete Sugam anugrah tumare te Ram duare tumar kava Otna agya bin peza Sab sukla hai tumhari sharan Mara chakka ho to daran अपन तेज समारो आपे इनो लोक हम करते काम पे भूत पिशाचन कटन है आवे महावीर जब नाम सुना असे रोग हरे सब पीर जपत निरंतर हनुमत वीर कटते हनुमान चुरावे न क्रम बचन ध्यान जोलावे सब पर राम तपस्वी राजा नके काज सकल तुम साज और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे सोवे अमित जीवन पल पावे आरों युग पड़ता पत्तुमा है पड़ सिद्ध जगत उजिया साधु संत के मरखवारे असुरन कंडन राम दुला अष्ट सिद्धि नो निधि के दाता असुवर दीन जान की माता राम रसायन तुम्हारे पास सदा रहो रघुपति के दास तुम्हारे भजन राम को पाओ जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसराओ अंत काल रघुबर पुर जाय जहां जन्म अरे भक्त कहाए और देवता चित्त न डरे हनुमत से सर्व सुख करे संकट कटे मिटे सब पीरा जो सुमेरे हनुमत बलवीर जे 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 हनुमान गोसाए कृपा करो गुरुदेव की नाय ओ सत बार पाठ कर कोई चुत ही बन महासुत हो या पर नुमान चलेस हो या सिद्धि साकी गरेस तुलसीदास सदा हरि चेर कीजे नाथ हृदय महादेव पवन तनय संकट हरण मंगल मूर्ति रूप सियाराम राम लखन सीता सहित हृदय बसव सुरभूप सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरण मंगल मूर्ति आरत नंदन सकल अमंगल मूल निकंदन मंगल मूर्ति Marutanandan sakala amangala mulanekam Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram 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 Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri 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 Ram Jai Ram Jai Sitaram, 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 Shri Ram Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Shri Ram Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Shri Ram Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Ram Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Shri Ram Jai Ram, Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
If we know anything about a path at all, if we know that there might be a way to live in this world in a good way, with an open heart, without fear, if we know that it's only because of the great beings who have walked before us on this path, out of their love, out of their kindness, they left some footprints for us to follow. So, in the same way that they wish for us, in the same way that they wish for us, we wish that all beings everywhere, all of us, be safe, that all of us be healthy, that all of us be happy. All of us live in peace, and all of us have enough to eat. And may we all live at ease of heart, with whatever comes to us in life. Namaste. Take good care. Ram Ram. Namaste.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.